This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so now the other part of it. The Fed's policy of keeping interest rates near zero through mid-2015 is clearly good news for anybody who needs to borrow money. Money for a house, or a car, or expanding a business, maybe even hiring a couple of people. But Mr. Bernanke said yesterday, if you've got other plans for your money...
Save.
There are going to be some downsides. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that slice of it.
Neither a borrower nor a lender be, says Polonius to his son in Act One of Hamlet. Though if Chairman Bernanke were playing the part, it might be more like, a borrower or a lender beest thou most certainly, but a saver, not so much.
It does have an effect on people like my mother.
Olivia Mitchell runs the Pension Research Council at the Wharton School. Her mom recently turned 90, her nest eggs sitting in CDs,
which she thought were going to be very, very secure for the long run and pay off enough interest until 100. So this is something that people that really were very risk averse, as my family was growing up during the Depression, was hoping to live on, and it's just not paying off.
Basically, Mitchell says, the Fed is picking winners and losers.
So across the board, it's pretty much a wealth transfer from the retired population to other sectors of the economy.
Like homeowners and stock investors. I ran this plan by some men at a local coffee shop. They were meeting to organize sailing races on the Columbia River this fall. Bill Symes is 65, a retired university administrator.
We're in a state of paralysis. We have money in safe investments. It's not been very safe. The pillowcase is probably the best place for our money right now.
George Euless is 29, and he owns a small business that sells sailboats.
And so I would much rather my customers buy product when they're comfortable, financially sound, and from their savings.
Euless says his personal financial conservatism trumps any economic opportunism he might feel as a business owner that the Fed's trying to help by pushing cheap money. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.